127 to 124, Lakers lose to the Washington Wizards. Lakers now fall, trying to keep an eye on their record here. 22-10. So same record now as the Clippers. Since the Lakers and the Clippers already played this season, technically Lakers would be third place in the Western Conference. Phoenix now right on the Lakers' heels.
So don't be surprised or shocked after Wednesday's game where the Lakers will be in Utah. They could fall to fourth in the NBA standings. Phoenix is sitting at 20-10, so we'll see how things go. But that's three in a row for the Lakers, and that's four of their last five games. As always, if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans out there that want to give their thoughts. Couple things I will point out here as I just kind of look at the box score for the Lakers. I know this is going to come up a lot. Montrezl Harrell had 26 points, 9 rebounds. He played 23 minutes. He did have 5 fouls. I'm sure people are going to ask, well, why didn't he play more? I don't remember seeing him towards the final stretch of that fourth quarter and through overtime. I don't remember seeing him. So I don't have an answer to that. What we will get a chance to do is when we hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, whenever that is, I'm sure that question is going to be brought up and that question is going to be asked. Looking big picture for the Lakers right now, I mean, I know it's very easy to react right after a loss, and when your team has pretty much over the last five games, the one win we have is against the Minnesota Timberwolves, you know, obviously have fallen since Anthony Davis left. The Dennis Schroeder part is a humongous, humongous loss for the Lakers as well with Anthony Davis out. But I don't want to make excuses in a game like this because Lakers had their opportunities. No question about it, they did. You know, defensively for the Lakers, not that many adjustments in the second half. Just kind of, I guess we're hoping that Washington would just fold, and they didn't. They came out in that second half. I mean, that third quarter alone, they outscored the Lakers by 8. They outscored the Lakers by 6 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, you obviously, Lakers had a 14-point lead at halftime. That has a lot to do with it. All right, let's take some of your guys' phone calls. Let's start with Roderick in San Diego. What's going on, Roderick? Appreciate you calling in. Roderick, you there, bud?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just want to say, man, I think we shot ourselves out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
We took a lot of unnecessary threes when we could have just took it down low and tried to get a more high-percentage shot. And just like you mentioned before, I think we could have kept Montrezl in because if you got Mark in, and he had 5 fouls, and he eventually fouled out. Mm-hmm. We could have took the same chance with Montrezl.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, and I appreciate you calling in. I'm sure there's going to be an explanation of what the game plan was behind that. But I think at this point, it's fair to say, and don't get me wrong, Marc Gasol, 3 block shots tonight, 2 steals. I know the 7 points and 5 rebounds, that's not going to jump off the book. Montrezl Harrell was having a game, 10 of 17 from the field. Every time Robin Lopez tried to guard him, every time Alex Lynn tried to guard him, I mean, Montrez almost took it as disrespect. Every time, you know, whatever individual was out there, he had 2 blocks as well, 26 points. There were moments of the game where I think there was some head scratching, kind of trying to figure out here. You want to put in the guy that is having, if Trez wasn't having a good game and, you know, he was having an off game, that's one thing, but Montrez was delivering. Ken in Newport Beach. Ken, appreciate you calling in. What's going on, Ken?
Well, you'd be probably shocked to know the first thing Robert Ory said on the Laker telecast.
Mm-hmm.
He scratched his head and said, I have no reason to understand why Montrez wasn't in the game. The only thing that Mark contributed in the end of the game was missing 2 free throws that would have won it. This is the second game in a row we've said that. And we're really starting to see some problems with this roster. 26 minutes from Wes Matthews, 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is LeBron is trying to do it all. Another 2-for-10 with 8 turnovers. In the last 9 games, he's at 20% from 3. There's nothing called. There's no plays. In the end of the game, they're just standing around waiting for one guy to do it all, and he's just too tired to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so
obvious. Ken, that's the key right there, and I appreciate it. I want to take a couple more calls, but that's the key right there. By the time LeBron gets to that midway through the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter, he's gassed. I mean, every time listening to John and Michael on the broadcast, they'll say LeBron is checking out. And as LeBron checks out, you don't have much time to give him rest, to allow him, you know, obviously that opportunity to get a real breather, a true breather before, you know, he could come back. And I know people are going to look at it and they're going to say, Alan, you know, he's 2 of 10 from the three-point line. He has 8 turnovers. Yeah, but he's doing everything. He's being asked to do everything. And I agree that, you know, not enough ball movement. Maybe sometimes there's too much isolation. I get all that. But I'm not one to say, well, you know, LeBron's got to pick it up. I was telling Michael in the pregame show, no, LeBron doesn't have to pick up anything. It's everybody else. I mean, Wesley Matthews played 26 minutes tonight. We just said had 0 points. That would be Dennis Schroeder right there. Do you know how big of a difference Dennis Schroeder is? I mean, I cannot emphasize how big of a difference that would be. Scooter in L.A. Scooter, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead. You're on the Pizza at Lakers postgame show.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, that picking up what you just said about LeBron, I think they need to rest him, man, at least one game, probably until Schroeder gets back, because they'll probably lose that game against Utah anyway, more than likely. Mm-hmm. And there's no sense in burning them out so soon, man, just get ready for the April and May and June, man. I mean, like you just said, the man can't do it all, man, and they're – you know, the roster is obviously flawed right now, man. And just wait for the playoffs, man. Rest the man. Give him a break.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Scooter. Listen, I will say this. Lakers also found ways to shoot themselves in the foot tonight. Free throw shooting. 11 of 17, critical free throw. Somebody just mentioned there. Ken, I think, in Newport mentioned the two missed free throws by Marc Gasol. LeBron, the missed free throw after his and-one to tie the game in regulation. You just need a few of those. You could lose a game, and that's a perfect example of what happened tonight. Sedano, LZ, and Cap are giving away cash to register. Text the word MISSION to 40705. Then listen in on weekdays at 4:30 for your name to be announced. If you call back within 20 minutes, you win. Lakers lose tonight 127-124 against the Washington Wizards. When we come back, more of your phone calls. Plus, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. The phone number is 877-710-ESPN. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Steps back, throws it into Robin Lopez. Lakers steal it again. Here comes LeBron down the middle. LeBron shake and bake. Hook pass KCP. Back to Markieff Morris. Morris down the middle. Out to Talen Horton Tucker for three, and he buries it. And the Lakers look as good as they've looked maybe all month.
The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers lose 127-124, the final score versus the Wizards. Just to stay on that defensive side for a quick second, Lakers had 9 steals and 11 blocks, which would tell you that they actually had a pretty decent defensive game. That wasn't the case. The 20 turnovers obviously didn't help. The second half, they gave up. Before overtime, they had given up 66 points in the second half, so that obviously really hurt the Lakers. I know everybody is waiting to get a chance to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, so let's go straight to it. Here's a coach on the three-point loss to the Washington Wizards in overtime.
Hey, Frank, you guys were up 15 about midway through the third quarter. What did you see from that point on?
Yeah, this team keeps fighting. Give them credit. You know, they made a run right around that point. I'm going to have to go back and look at the tape to see exactly what happened during that stretch. But, you know, give them credit.
And then just wondering what you saw in the half court offensively in the possessions and, you know, how much LeBron was on the ball and having to make plays and what you were looking to see.
Yeah, we got to continue to look for the right balance. You know, they have two elite scorers down the other end, you know, that had us with the lineup out there that we can make sure we can get enough stops to try to win. You know, some guys stepped up to hit big shots, you know, with I think Kenny and Alex both hit threes towards the end of the fourth there. And, you know, we got to continue to find ways to lighten his load.
Okay, Kyle Boone, please.
Hey, Frank, was there any consideration to putting Trez in at the end of the game, given the what was the choice there?
Yeah, for sure. But Robin Lopez is huge. And like I said, they have two dominant offensive players having huge nights. And we wanted as much size that we could get at the rim for defensive purposes.
Okay, Dave McMenamin, please.
Frank, how does this one compare to the last two losses? Obviously, you guys were hitting some outside shots. You had several different contributors on offense, but same results. I don't know. Are there any things that you point to that you liked in tonight versus the last two losses versus you didn't like?
Yeah, we're just, you know, we're just in an adjustment period. You know, it's tough for me to go back to what the last two games, you know, exactly looked like. But we just didn't get the job done tonight. We're adjusting to some guys being out. We're doing some good things, just falling a little bit short. But it's a long season. You know, our group's remaining together. They're fighting, and you know, we'll get back to work tomorrow.
Dan Wilkie, please.
Frank, you guys don't have 2 days off between now and the All-Star break. LeBron won't have a full All-Star break. Is there any consideration to giving him a day, minutes again, over 40 minutes tonight? Is that something you'll have to consider?
Yeah, we consider that all season long with him, you know, and we'll make those decisions on a game-by-game basis.
Okay, we'll go to Bill Orem, please.
Frank, kind of along the same lines, barring an injury, are you comfortable with the idea of LeBron playing all 72 in this season, just considering all, you know, the short off season, you know, now no All-Star break, the compressed schedule, all that?
We'll see. You know, we'll see. We'll continue to evaluate it game to game. Meet with the medical staff, meet with LeBron, see how he's feeling, see what the load looks like, and make those decisions game to game.
Okay, Mark Medina, please.
Hey, Frank, along those lines, what are your takes on how LeBron's managed the workload that he's had without Anthony Davis on the floor compared to before that?
How he's managed it?
Yeah.
He's a workhorse. He's doing everything he can for us.
Okay, well, last two questions. We'll go with Claudia Gestro, please.
Frank, the Wizards are a much better team than their place in the standings suggests. How tough was it to face Westbrook, Lopez, and Beal at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, those two guys play like that. You're looking at one of the best backcourts in the whole game, in all of basketball. So, you know, it's extremely difficult. I thought our guys really competed, made things tough on those guys. But those guys are playing at a super high level.
Thank you.
Okay, and last question, just to follow up with Dan, please.
Frank, obviously LeBron is a workhorse, and he's proven that. But between the short free throw in the last 10 seconds, you know, late on the foul of Westbrook and stuff, are you seeing any signs of fatigue with him on the court?
Hey, we're just grinding away, trying to get wins. And, you know, we'll keep evaluating where we're at with that.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. You could tell by his answers. We've heard coach talk, obviously, all year. This one's probably a tough one to swallow for the team, tough one to swallow for Laker fans. 127 to 124 in overtime against the Wizards. You did hear what he said about why he did not put Montrezl Harrell in, and it was more for defensive reasons. So there's your answer for those who called in earlier, and even I had the question mark of why not play Montrezl more towards the end of that game. Let's take some more phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. Let's go with Fred in Long Beach. Fred, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Good, man. Thank you.
You know, I just want to put a positive spin on what happened tonight. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a big Lakers fan, and the last three losses hurt. But from what Coach said, and he realizes now, we kind of need a little bit more Trez, and we're definitely missing Schroeder, from the lineup.
Oh, Schroeder's key.
Without those two guys, you know what I mean? We're missing a lot of firepower. And I think Coach realizes that and the fans can see it. So I'm hoping we see more of that going forward.
Fred, appreciate you calling in. Listen, I try to, you know, I walk this fine line of not trying to make excuses, but also being as realistic as I possibly can. Losses in February, yes, they're annoying. You wish they weren't happening. I wish I was not sitting here saying the Lakers have lost four of their last five games, three in a row. You got Utah coming up on Wednesday. But let's look at this big picture for a quick second. I don't think the Lakers lose these last two games if Dennis Schroeder is playing. I mean, just as simple as that. Just Dennis Schroeder playing for the Lakers, I think that's the difference of two more wins out of these three straight losses. Okay, if Brooklyn's going to go out and they're going to hit 40-plus percent of their threes, that one's a little bit different. But these last two games, and of course, you know, I know Washington had won four games in a row prior to this. I know Miami's, you know, obviously a team that was in the NBA Finals last year against the Lakers. Dennis Schroeder is a humongous loss for the Lakers when Anthony Davis is not playing. That becomes your second best player if AD is out. Montrez, we know what Montrez is going to do. He showed it tonight. He's been showing it. And I think Dennis Schroeder is obviously one of those players as well. Let me take another quick one here. Genesis and Whittier. Genesis, appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call. I love your show, Alan. I just have a quick thing to say about right now when Coach Vogel mm-hmm. was having his press conference. Mm-hmm. The excuse of not putting Montrez in for defense to me is not valid because he was playing great defense. And not only that, I feel like Coach Vogel just has this mentality of, you know what, my starting lineup is what it is. And with 5 minutes left in the first quarter, I'm going to take LeBron out. I'm going to put him in with 1 minute left in the first. He just has his lineup set. And I think that sometimes you just got to go with the hot hand. And I mean, he's great. And I feel like we're just getting to this zone where we're comfortable. And up 17 early in the third, there's no way you need to lose to this team. It's not time to hit the panic button. I understand that the Wizards are not a great team, but it's not time to hit the panic button.
But you still want to win, right? And I think, Genesis, I think that's the point. Win. Exactly. And I appreciate you calling in. We do got to go to break. I'll just say this one thing on the on Coach mentioning took Trez out for defensive purposes. I get it, too. I get the Lakers wanted more size, but I'm with you. I would have took my chances with Montrezl Harrell. I would have, because he also brings a certain type of energy. He also brings a certain type of attitude. He did have two blocks in tonight's game. There are times that he, you know, he sacrifices his body, gets an offensive foul. So I think I would have took my chances with Trez, especially because the dude was delivering. Right? I mean, statistically, 26 points and 9 rebounds in just 23 minutes, 10 of 17 from the field. When we come back, more of your phone calls, plus Alex Caruso. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the PTOT Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. Lakers do lose the Points in the Paint battle 66-50. They lose the game in overtime 127-124 against the Washington Wizards. I do want to read off a quick tweet here. Sham Sharania from The Athletic just put out a tweet a few minutes ago. The Los Angeles Lakers are waiving guard Quinn Cook, sources tell The Athletic and the stadium. Teams are expected to express interest in Cook, who has served as a reliable guard and locker room voice for two title teams in L.A. and Golden State. We'll see what that means for the Lakers. We'll see if this is positioning the Lakers to potentially add somebody else. I don't want to make any assumptions or anything like that, but this is kind of the part of the season where you start paying attention and you start looking at, okay, let's figure this out. Is there another roster spot or something that we need? And that's not just the Lakers. This is teams around the NBA. We've heard names, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, DeMarcus Cousins. Names are starting to be thrown out there. And this is the time where the contenders are trying to put themselves in even a better spot. This is the time where, obviously, you kind of put yourself in a spot where whatever you need to fill, whatever hole you need to fill, you certainly get to it. Okay, let's get to Alex Caruso here. Lakers lose 127-124 against the Washington Wizards in overtime. Here's Alex Caruso on the Lakers' loss.
Hey, Alex, another night where you guys had a couple possessions in which you guys could have won this game. A lot of people will probably look at the final couple possessions, but can you kind of take us back to the 17-point lead, 15-point lead there in the third quarter, and what changed?
Yeah, you know, they kept fighting. You know, credit to them for keep playing. You know, NBA is a long game. You know, that's the saying, and that's what it is night in, night out. And I don't think it was us not respecting the opponent thing. You know, I think we were still playing the same, but I think we just didn't have that same sense of urgency throughout the third. Really, once we went up, you know, 15, 16, 17, and then that second unit came in, we didn't do a good enough job of keeping the intensity and raising the bar back up. So we got to play faster. You know, we were playing well in the first half. We were playing defense and getting out on the break and playing with pace. So, you know, it's just a consistency thing. It's just a consistency thing. And I think we're getting there, you know, game by game, we're getting better. And obviously, you know, we're missing some guys, but, you know, we're not a team for excuses. Just got to find a way to get it done.
You speak of the lack of urgency when you're playing against two guys like Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, who actually epitomized that. What kind of challenges do they put on you guys defensively, and especially as they were able to get hot on the stretch?
Yeah, they're a good 1-2 punch of playing off of each other, whoever wants to be the one at any given time. You know, Brad stretch the floor and get to his spots and shoot over you, and then Russ is downhill with a head of steam. Excuse me, trying to find guys and then finish at the rim. So it's a good tandem, you know, and then they got some shooters around them, the good bigs. It's a really good setup for them. You know, they've gotten hot lately. They're playing well, but, you know, I'm a little disappointed we didn't finish the game.
Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, Alex. Without Dennis, do you think that even though you guys might be playing – similar to maybe some longer minutes for you, does that change the way you feel those minutes handling the ball more? Does it require you to expend more energy per minute, so to speak?
Maybe a little bit, you know, just trying to play with pace and push the ball up. But, you know, even when I'm not doing that, I'm running the corner. So it's pretty much the same energy output. I think it's just more of a, you know, mental focus of calling the plays and making sure guys are in the right spot, which I thought I did a good job of tonight, better than I have the first two games without Dennis and AD. So, like I said, man, we're improving, and it's a long season. Obviously really frustrated that we didn't win tonight and didn't win the last couple games, but got to keep big picture in mind and just keep growing and keep getting better.
All right, let's go to Dan Moike.
Hey, Alex, you kind of said it, frustrated, but trying to keep the big picture in mind. How tough is that? I mean, you guys are in a stretch now where you've lost three in a row, two, you know, really close games against teams that you probably feel like you should have beaten. What's kind of the vibe inside that locker room?
Yeah, a little frustration, but, you know, I mean, we know how good we are when we put our minds to it, when we play a full, complete game, even without the guys that we don't have right now. You know, we went through a stretch last year where we had a couple guys out and we lost, I think, four in a row. And, you know, about the same time in the season, a third of the way through the season. And, you know, it was the same kind of feeling I have now where I'm just really, really frustrated because night in, night out, you know, I compete to win no matter the possession, no matter the game. And I don't like losing. Losing sucks. Winning's fun. That's why you play the game. But like I said, keeping the big picture in mind, we got to continue to just try and grow and grow and win along the way.
All right, we have time for one more. Let's go to Jovan.
Hey, Alex. You just referenced that four-game losing streak last season. I'm curious, what do you remember from that and what you guys kind of learned from that? And do you think that is kind of applicable with this situation as you kind of just referenced that?
you know, a lot of the same things, more self-inflicted wounds, more so than other teams doing stuff to hurt us. You know, it was more just us getting better with our coverages, getting better offensively, moving, finding the right shots, making shots, just playing the way that we want to play. You know, I think we kind of got away with maybe not playing a perfect game, executing as well as we should when we've had a full squad, you know, just relying on our talent. And, you know, maybe, excuse me, now that we're missing a couple guys, we're starting to figure out the execution part, starting to figure out the attention to detail. We are getting better. I mean, we played in spurts tonight. We played really, really well. But like I said, it's a long game. Season comes with highs and lows, right? No matter if it's 82 games, 60 games, 72 games, you know, there's a long season and you got to keep the big picture in mind, but it is frustrating. You know, I want to win. And I think we're going to win in the future. It's just about staying the course.
All right. That's AC right there. Alex Caruso. Yeah, you could listen, you could hear it in his voice. You could certainly hear it in Lakers head coach Frank Vogel's voice. It's probably a ticked off locker room right now. Certainly, I would understand it if it is. Couple games, you had some chances to win. Tonight specifically, tonight it should have been a W for the Lakers. They should have kind of started, especially you got that game coming up on Wednesday against the Jazz. Let me squeeze in a quick call here. Danny in L.A. Danny, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Good evening, Alan. Thank you for taking my call. Two things that I would like to bring up. One of them is Wes Matthews. This year he hasn't done anything, man. And not only that, but, those minutes could have gone to someone else, you know, spread those minutes. And the other thing, I've been hearing the rumors about the Lakers trying to get P.J. Tucker. It's going to be the same, just like with Matthews. He's been struggling all year. What do you think?
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's tough to make any assumptions on any of these players out there. Listen, I think the Lakers, I think it's very easy right now to be sitting here, and Alex Caruso explained it perfectly. He said last year there was a stretch. We had a couple guys missing. We lost four games in a row. Everything was fine after that. Obviously, we know what the result was. They are in the middle of a stretch right now where they couldn't get to the All-Star break any sooner. And it's not going to get any easier because these next five games, four of them are against teams that are in the playoff picture in the Western Conference. Four of them. Utah's got the number one seed. Portland is in the mix. I think they're fifth. Warriors are eighth. Phoenix are fourth. I mean, this is not going to get any easier, and you're going to try to do it without Anthony Davis. I can't wait for Dennis Schroeder to come back personally because I do think that's going to be a key thing. LBJ coming up next. Stay right here. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. 127-124 Wizards over the Lakers. Next game for the Lakers, by the way, coming up this Wednesday. Lakers and the Utah Jazz in Utah. Looking at the NBA standings right now, Utah obviously the best record in the NBA. Give them credit for what they've done. That's going to be a challenge. LeBron tonight, you know, there's so much conversation about LBJ. I even had a couple callers say, hey, why don't they just sit him in the game on Wednesday against the Jazz? Nobody's going to expect the Lakers to win that game. I just don't think LBJ is going to sign up for that. He had 31 points tonight, 13 assists, 9 rebounds, 14-29 from the field, but shot 2-10 from the three and had 8 turnovers. This is the one part that I do feel is real. By the time you get to the fourth quarter, LeBron, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's gassed by then. He's asked to do everything. Every time he goes out and tries to take a couple-minute breather, if they had a lead, it's cut down. If they were down, then they're down by even more. I mean, it's not like Lakers don't have a luxury here without Anthony Davis or Dennis Schroeder. But let's get LBJ's thoughts, get his thoughts on the Lakers' loss to the Washington Wizards and just where the Lakers are overall right now.
Hey, Bron, another chance, another opportunity, game in which you guys had a chance to take the lead, win the ball game. How would you kind of assess, describe how this one turned out?
You know, I think we played well enough to win and also not well enough to win at the same time. You know, in the third quarter, we built up a big lead and, you know, we allowed them to, you know, get back into the game. We took our foot off the gas and, you know, they just kept putting the pressure on us and made us come back, you know, late in the fourth. And obviously, I take, you know, full responsibility missing that free throw. I got to make the free throw step up there. That's an easy point for us. But, you know, we didn't lose the game there, but I take that responsibility for sure. And I got to be better.
Bronna, it seems almost unfair to ask this question, knowing what you guys as a team last season went through in terms of adversity, a lot of that off the court. When you look at it now from a basketball standpoint on the court, would you consider this adversity for you guys?
You know, it's a challenge for us. It's a little adversity. I mean, you know, the injuries and things that's going on with our team, and, you know, obviously AD being so, you know, he's a big piece of our team. I mean, a huge piece of our team. And then you add Dennis not being out there, another ball handler, another scoring guy, another commander of our offense and our defense. It's a big blow for us. So, you know, we're in a rough patch right now, but we'll figure it out. That's for sure.
Obviously a big one on Wednesday with Utah. What's the message from you to your guys right now?
Well, I mean, it's our next opponent. It's our next challenge. And, you know, it's going to be a hell of a challenge. We know that team has been playing extremely well. One of the hottest teams in the NBA, if not the hottest team, along with Brooklyn. And also along with Washington, if you really want to keep it honest, Washington's won 5 straight too. So, but Utah's been playing extremely well basketball this year. They've been moving the ball, sharing the ball. That ball is popping and they're shooting the hell out of the 3 ball. So we got to be able to cover the 3-point line for sure.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay, McMenamin, please.
Well, LeBron, who keeps you honest when it comes to your workload? Like, obviously, you have the competitive juices and you keep yourself in shape to be able to make yourself available for your teammates. But is there someone who is like, hey, maybe we're going too far right now. We should look at, you know, finding some ways to rest.
I mean, I'm resting now. I'm sitting here talking to you guys. I'm resting when I get in my car and head home. I'm resting when I get home. I'll rest tomorrow. You know, I think this whole narrative of, you know, LeBron needs more rest, or I should take more rest, or I should take time here, has become a lot bigger than what it actually really is. I've never talked about it. I don't talk about it. I don't believe in it. You know, we all need more rest. I mean, this is a fast turnaround from last season, and we all wish we can have more rest. But, you know, I'm here to work, and I'm here to punch my clock in and be available to my teammates. And if I'm hurt or if I'm not feeling well, then we can look at it then. But I have nothing but honest people around me, but I'm also honest with myself as well. And, you know, me having the love for the game and me being able to be available to my teammates is more important than anything.
Bill Loram.
Hey, LeBron. Why is it that is the most important thing to be out there every night and to hold yourself accountable and push yourself when, you know, there is a sentiment around the league that, I mean, you essentially would have a pass to take a game here or there if you wanted to? Why not take that pass?
I'm not pushing myself. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm going out and I'm playing the game. I mean, I'm doing my job. I'm trying to do it at a high level. But that's been a narrative around the league. I've never asked for time off or you know, time throughout the season. You know, and it's grown to a point where, you know, it's not even coming from me anymore. It's just like, okay, well, what LeBron should take time off, or, you know, why is his workload at this? You know, I've been hearing it for 5, 6, 7 years now, and I'm still you know, going strong. So. I don't need a handout. I'm not looking for a handout. I mean, my job is to go out when I'm available, when I'm healthy, to go out and play. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Let's go to Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, LeBron, I have another question about your minutes. but seriously, without Dennis.
I'm going to call you.
Without Dennis, and taking on more of the ball handling, does that change how you feel, you know, minutes? Does that require more energy per minute when you're doing more of those responsibilities?
Well, it's a different responsibility. You know, obviously when Dennis is on the floor, you know, he's one of our primary ball handlers. When AD is on the floor, he's one of our primary low guys where we give him the ball and we allow him to work. So it just changes for all of us, including myself. But it's something that it's something I've done before, and you know, I can continue to do it, but I would much rather us be whole. I'd much rather our team be healthy and, you know, we playing whole basketball than me having to go out and you know, you know, be the primary all the time ball handler. But, you know, right now it's needed because we have some guys that's out, and it's needed for me to do that. And I got to take responsibility of it. I can't have 8 turnovers. And I got to make sure I put my guys in position to be successful.
All right, we have time for 2 more. Let's go to Dan Wojcik.
Hey, LeBron. Since the Detroit game, the 3-point shot hasn't really fallen for you. I'm curious if there's anything you kind of put that on, and if there's anything that you think can get you going or get that part of your game going back to the way it was the first 20 games this season.
Yeah, just got to keep shooting. You know, for me, I put the work in. You know, this morning I was at the facility. I went 35 straight minutes of just shooting threes. You know, catching a great rhythm felt great. And a lot of my ones felt great tonight, besides 2 of them. The last one didn't feel so great. And it was one in the first quarter where I didn't even hit the rim. It didn't feel so great, but the other 8 felt great. Just keep on shooting them and live with the results.
And last question, please. Let's go to Mark Medina.
Hey, LeBron, I understand the comments you made about your workload and the comfort level with that, but just, you know, the fact that you're selected for the All-Star game and you're not going to have that break, is there anything that you're planning to do to somewhat compensate for that because you don't have that recharge opportunity?
I don't know. You try to find some time in between time to get some rest as much as you can when we're not playing. Really don't have too much of a comment about the All-Star break. You guys know how I feel about that, so. I don't even want to tap into that mindset, but you know, we have a couple of days, you know, after we play our last game, I believe it's at SAC, before that game on Sunday. So I get an opportunity to rest a little bit.
All right, that's LBJ right there on the Lakers' 3-point loss to the Washington Wizards. By the way, and I'm not surprised by this, shocked by it or anything like that, LeBron's going to play. If he thinks he could play, he's going to play. And so far, you know, obviously what we've seen from him this season, don't expect LeBron to take many nights off. And I know it would be nice and be a great luxury if the Lakers can blow out teams and he gets to sit in the fourth quarter. That has not been, at least in this first half of the season, that has not been part of the equation so far for the Lakers. It really hasn't. Doesn't get any easier coming up on Wednesday. So Lakers and the Jazz, you know, it's interesting. With Utah, you have Donovan Mitchell averaging 24 points a game. And you would think, okay, hey, Donovan Mitchell, this guy's the man. They got 6 guys scoring in double figures. So this is definitely by committee. Jordan Clarkson, Mike Conley, Bogdanovich, Rudy Gobert, and Joe Ingles. 6 guys averaging in double figures. So that just kind of gives you an idea how the Utah Jazz attack, why they have the best record in the NBA. A lot of it's because it is done by committee. Lakers will have to play nearly perfect basketball coming up on Wednesday against the Utah Jazz. So that's our next broadcast. A reminder, 5:30 pregame tip-off is set for 7 p.m. I've got Lakers talk tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., so 2 hours of Los Angeles Lakers talk. And then tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, LZ, or Keyshawn Zubin, Travis, and Jay Will. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.